Nicola Sturgeon is seeking the support of more than 50,000 SNP members for her party leadership. Then she must unite the country after the referendum.
As a candidate for First Minister of all of Scotland, not just for those who voted yes, my responsibility is to look at the result of the referendum and find not the dividing line, but the interests that unite us.
The Glasgow MSP will be Scotland's first female First Minister, which she says shows there is no glass ceiling to the ambition of young women in Scotland today. She remains committed to independence, but accepts it can only come through a referendum. In the meantime, she's pledging to work with the Westminster leaders to deliver the increased powers they promised last week.
I can't wait to get to work.